former baseball major leaguer Lenny Dykstra. Lenny Dykstra, we played some of this audio earlier. It's quite amazing. He spent Father's Day weekend in New Jersey digging through a Jersey Mike's sub shop dumpster for over 9 hours looking to find his teeth. He had some removable dentures that he took out of his mouth and put in a napkin because he said the bread was too hard to chew on his sandwich, and then left Saturday only to come back Saturday evening and spend 9 hours digging through a dumpster to find his teeth.
Yeah, Lenny Dykes for checking in. Nails never fails, huh?
Yeah. He's out in front of the dumpster.
Keep his short. Happy Sunday. Happy. Get the bottom ones out. I don't like the bottom ones.
Spit his bottoms
Look,
out.
Hey. All night, all morning, I just found my teeth, okay? Believe it.
Yeah.
All right, happy Father's Day, whatever. You know, whatever. Some day.
Whatever.
Yeah. Good day. But I got my teeth. That's all I give a f*** about. Nails out on Father's Day.
Yeah. I mean, you don't have your teeth for Father's Day. You got nothing going on.
Oh, man. How are you going to smile for the picture?
Got to have that.
Digging through a dumpster for 9 hours to find his teeth.
Well, they're worth $80,000. You have to.
Yeah, he said they were worth $80,000 made special out of bone marrow.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, you have to go in
go
on
back
that.
And get your teeth.
If they're regular dentures, you're probably not going to be doing that.
I mean, can you stop by? I mean, like, you know, you can buy a little pair of cheater glasses at the grocery store. Can you buy teeth? You know, Cheater dentures? Quick fix?
They should have that for you, the cheapos, just for...
When you lose teeth, you can need a quick replacement.
Yeah. Well, we have wrestling tickets to give away, speaking of lost teeth.
Mm.
Why don't we do this, then? So if you got a... for the wrestling tickets, and when is... This is a TV taping,
this is
right?
Monday the 24th, yeah, in Everett at the Angel of the Winds Arena.
So this coming Monday night, they're going to have the big stars from the WWE in Everett.
Bring your sign, get on television.
Don't bring your teeth, though.
Yeah, that's how you get on television.
Get on TV without your teeth.
They're gonna edit you from the on the. You'll end up on the editing room floor if you have a full set of teeth.
You don't want that.
They don't want to show that.
So if you want these tickets, then what we'll find. What are we looking for? A good sometime that you had to pick up your teeth.
Pick up your chiclets.
Have you got a story about that where you had to pick up your teeth? Or maybe your teeth got knocked out of your head, and you actually had to pick up your teeth.
Yeah, scoop them up.
Or a good dentures if you lost your dentures, you know. John, I guess, busted his out on the basketball court. Hey, John, you're on with Brad and John. So what happened?
Yeah. You mean go ahead and talk now?
Yeah, go ahead. Now turn. You make sure you got your radio down there, man, so you're not getting confused. What happened?
Yeah, I was playing basketball in Japan with the U.S. Navy.
Yeah.
And I went for a rebound on another guy. We came down, and his elbow came in my mouth, knocked my two front teeth out. Play still went on. Then everybody looked, and then we called timeout. Everybody said, what happened? And I was like, look, got my two teeth knocked out.
The play continued for at least a couple minutes?
For about 30 seconds.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so they collected your teeth?
Yeah, I collected my own teeth. I grabbed it.
Okay.
And I collected it. And after the game finished, I went back to the ship and went to we got a dentist on board the ship. I went to him. He like, ooh, this could be a while before we can get your teeth fixed. It took about a year before I got it replaced.
Well, so wait, did you continue playing the game?
I played the game the rest of the day.
Did you just tuck your teeth into like your sweat socks or something? Or?
I played with my socks. I put my
teeth in my socks.
So you bring, so you go to the dentist on the ship, and you hand him your sock, and you say,
I didn't hand him the sock. I didn't hand the sock. I reach in and say, hey, had an accident at the gym, got my teeth knocked out.
You should see the other guy though.
Yeah.
No, his elbow got a little cut and stuff. So.
All right. Does the Navy help you out? Do they get you good teeth for that, or?
Yeah.
Did they say you have to wait till port till we get you some teeth? You have to wait 6 months till we get back to port before you can have teeth.
Well, unfortunately, a month later, we deployed, getting ready for Desert Shield, Desert Storm, and guess what? I had to wait.
You had to wait.
Yeah.
But did you eventually get some really good looking teeth?
Yes, I do.
We're not getting, you know, our men and women deserve better than discount
teeth.
Yeah,
we got some good. I got some good ones.
Okay.
They're still in place.
You still got them in there. All right. Can you take them out if you want to, or are they just?
No, can't take them out. They're perm.
They're drilled in there pretty good.
Yeah. Okay.
Good.
All right,
good, John. Thanks
John,
for your service.
John, we're going to send you off to some wrestling Monday night in Everett for the WWE, okay?
Okay, I'll go say, hey, I'll see Brad today. Brad can drop him off to me.
If you're going to be coming to the Burlington AMPM, I'll bring him for you, John.
Yeah, bring him to me. I'll see you down there.
All right, we'll do.
All right, John. Thanks, man.
And Heather, yours?
I live downtown Bellingham, and I got my vehicle broken into one night. And when I woke up in the morning, nothing was missing out of my car, but there was a pair of dentures on my seat with a tube of Polygrip and a set of car keys.
Wow.
So I called the Bellingham Police Station and I turned it in. Well, this lady came back the next day looking for her teeth, and she went to the police station looking for it. So these police officers actually contacted me and asked if I wanted to press charges on this woman for breaking into my car because she turned herself in looking for her teeth.
Wow! So she was the criminal that put the in there and sleep or something. She actually
into your car. Oh. Exactly. Yeah, and I didn't press charges because I felt bad for her. She was just looking for a place to sleep, but she left her car keys and her teeth in my truck. It was a pretty weird thing to wake up to, that's for sure.
So she wasn't so much concerned about her car keys, it was more her teeth.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, with the tube of Polygrip. I took a picture of it and everything.
Brad and John at KISM.com.